I am here in studio, and we are going to have a conversation about a very special Marine memorial, and we've got some great guests in studio. First, we've got retired United States Marine Corps Colonel John Atkinson, South Shore native, though. Great to see you
in
studio.
It's great to see you. Thanks for having us.
And Peg Lee, a longtime South Shore resident, too, that's helping with this project. Now that we've introduced you, you are here to honor the Marines and a special vehicle that has a great history and a storied history with the Marines. Tell our listeners a little bit about this, because before I spoke with you, I have to admit, I knew nothing about it.
Sure. So I served in a very unique community in the Marine Corps, the Assault Amphibian Community. We are the amphibious mechanized armor for the Marine Corps that makes the Marine Corps amphibious. And that the heritage and legacy of that community goes back to 1942, when we first employed the landing vehicle Track 1, the Alligator, to assault Tarawa. Tarawa was an island, a vital, decisive point that we needed to take in the island hopping campaign, but it was surrounded by a coral reef that was impenetrable to the landing craft and boats we had. So prior to that, going back into the what we call the interwar years, the Marine Corps and the Navy were planning out the coming fight with the Empire of Japan, recognized that a lot of the islands that we needed to take needed to get across reefs. So to make this story not as long as I could, a article in a newspaper in Dunedin, Florida, the Marine Corps and a Navy officer, I saw a civilian vehicle that a man named Donald Roebling invented to rescue downed aviators in the Everglades and to rescue hurricane victims. Donald Roebling was a pacifist, but when the Marine Corps went to him and asked if they'd militarized the Alligator, he agreed. And what came out of that was the LVT-1, the first vehicle in the line of vehicles that have served our nation and served the Marine Corps operated by Alligator Marines.
Now, if I was watching a TV show or a movie, is there something that you could point to that people could picture what this looks like? To me, it looks like a sort of like a thinned down version of a tank and just a little bit more aerodynamic. I know that's not a very good description, but to me, that's the way I see it.
Yeah, so it's a lightly armored vehicle. Okay. Archimedes has no sense of humor. It needs to float, right? So it's not as armored as a tank, but it did provide armor protection for the Marines making that movement from ship to the beach. And then it was designed to operate ashore. And since the Alligator LVT-1 in the 40s to the vehicles we have now, vehicles are more modern. And for example, the vehicle that I grew up in, the AAV, the Assault Amphibian Vehicle P-7, family, did the march to Baghdad, breached the minefields into Kuwait and Desert Shield and Desert Storm. So it is the Marine Corps' armored personnel carrier, fully amphibious, all of them were. But it is lighter, and that's part of what we have to do as Marines, first to fight, first, you know, to assault beaches and move quickly. And so that, yeah, it is, exactly. It's a light armored. And if you saw Tom Hanks miniseries, The Pacific, there's a great scene in one of the episodes around the Battle of Peleliu where you can see the LVTs coming off of landing ship tanks. All our Navy friends out there will LSTs, they'll know what those are, assaulting Peleliu and then fighting all the way across the island to take that airfield.
So what you want to do now is you want to remember all the brave people that have served on this and what a difference it's made in the history of the Marines in our country and have a memorial. You've made some great progress on this. You've had a professional designer here, our own Peg Lee from Scituate. Thank you for joining us. And we saw some of the great drawings that you sent over. And this is something that you want to raise awareness about and maybe get some donations, too. Tell our listeners about a website or a Facebook page where they can get a good idea of what it is you're talking about and what you want to do.
Sure. So if you go to at Assault Amphibian on either Instagram or Facebook. Facebook is probably has more information. You can see what we're doing, what's going on, a pithy and lively conversation amongst Marines from every generation from World War II to the current, which is phenomenal. We're bringing generations, not just a community together. You can see it there. And then our website, which is replete with information and ways to donate and get copies of some of the brilliant art that Peg's made, is amphibioustractormemorial.com.
Want to repeat that one
more time? Sure, it's a mouthful. Amphibious tractormemorial.com.
And how, what kind of progress have you made on this, and where would this memorial be?
So that's the interesting point. If I could step back a minute, a couple years ago, a friend of mine came to me and said, hey, we've got things inside the National Museum of the Marine Corps, but there's nothing on the Heritage Walk. And what the Heritage Walk is, and you can see that on our website or go to the National Museum of the Marine Corps' website, mm-hmm. is a beautiful walk out through the woods of Northern Virginia where there are monuments that have been developed, funded, and emplaced by different communities, aviation communities. There's a memorial to Sergeant Reckless, which is world-famous memorial to a war horse that the Marines used. But he said, we're the only community that does not have a memorial. And I was like, that's an outrage. We need to address this. Mm-hmm. So again, not to make this too long, a good friend of mine, Sergeant Major Justin LaHue, Navy Cross recipient in Iraqi Freedom and Nasiriyah, and I came up to Boston as he was getting ready to retire. And he's become part of the family. Mm-hmm. And we sat down with Peg at my dad's house in Scituate, and we gave her about a 20-minute lesson on the history of the community, the vehicle, the importance to the Marine Corps, the importance to the nation. Mm-hmm. And I'm barely exaggerating. In about 3 minutes, Peg had sketched out the original or the basis of what is the what has been deemed by the a previous CEO of the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation to be a world-class design that will be the crown jewel of the National Museum of the Marine Corps. And she did that on a cocktail napkin, almost literally.
And that's fantastic. And I've seen some of the other artwork that's been put together. Very, very impressive. To put together a memorial like this, what kind of money are you looking to raise? What is this, at least $500,000?
Well, I'll tell you, if Peg hadn't done all the work she's done for us for free, essentially. She's donated her time, talent, and she also sends out our donation swag when people donate mm-hmm. for that. We've done a couple of comparisons to like memorials, and we estimate she's donated about $750,000 of her own time and talent. So what's left is, yes, it's about $500,000. Mm-hmm. We're just shy of halfway there after 4 years. We're picking up some really good momentum right now. But we've got a way to go, and it unfortunately it takes money to do one of these things.
Certainly,
but it's worth it. It's not just about memorializing the community. There's our memorial in memoriam wall is going to memorialize Marines that have been lost in combat. I've developed relationships with Gold Star mothers mm-hmm. who want to see their son's name memorialized on the wall. We're going to do that. Marine units have gotten together to memorialize a brother that was killed in action in Iraq, Afghanistan, Beirut, Vietnam.
So this is very personal for our nation. If that sounds like micro to macro, but it seems like it's very personal, and yet it's very part of something that's very national and very important. And why have I never heard of this before?
I retired from the Marine Corps honorably in 2020, and I took this on, and it's been me, Sergeant Major Justin LaHue, and Peg for the mm-hmm. most part for the first couple of years, and then we started to grow. I'm a Marine. I'm a warfighter. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fundraiser. I don't like fundraising, mm-hmm. but it's necessary. But we've really gotten our act together, and we are a registered 501c3 with the IRS. Mm-hmm. We've got a very slick ad and social network presence. Mm-hmm. We've got corporate sponsors coming in that are assisting with that, so that's helpful. So you'll hear more and more of it, and we're grateful for you to help us get the
Absolutely.
Word out.
Absolutely. It's a great point, and we try to support veterans in all they do. What kind of a timeline are you looking at?
So we'd like to be complete and putting this memorial in 18 months, and we've been going for 4 years. Peg and I are going to down to the National Museum of the Marine Corps in the D.C. area next week. Our sculptor, Gareth Curtis from Montana, is coming to town, mm-hmm. And we're going to finalize the design. Gareth is going to start bending some clay, and there may be some things available for people to donate from mm-hmm. out of that. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to, in stride, continue to fundraise. By next Memorial Day, we should have our final scale model done, and we'd like to, within a year of that, have it in place. And if I could, this isn't just about the memorial effort. We're also concurrently standing up as an association. And so this will transition to philanthropy. We want to make this about this community helping out with the financial needs or educational needs of our young Marines and sailors or our veterans, and taking care of them and paying it forward, because the nation takes care of us, okay. Veterans take care of veterans, and Marines take care of Marines, and soldiers take care of Marines, and that's a huge part of this. And the relationships we've built, like I said, with the Gold Star Mothers, the Marines, young Marines that are serving today on the amphibious combat vehicle, which is a wheeled vehicle, but it's an Amtrak. It is an amphibious tractor. We want to take care of them. So that's a huge part of this, is continuing on to be Semper Fidelis in action.
Let me ask you a question. During your time, because you were actually, you know, you saw combat, you were on one of these amphibious tractors. Is there any specific story or anecdote that you could tell, or about a friend, when being on this piece of equipment saved your life and other lives, that you thought at the moment, oh my God, thank God I have this?
There are endless stories. I guess what I'd prefer to, I'd commend you, want to see an amazing story of heroism, Sergeant Major Justin LaHue's stories, the hero of Nazaria. Unfortunately, a lot of Marines were killed, but his actions saved a lot. Being an Amtracker, and that's, I guess, what I'd focus on, is being an Amtracker is more than just, it's an attitude, it's an ethos, it's a camaraderie that, that we share that is unique to the Marine Corps. And so it's that brotherhood of shared hardship in these vehicles in rough conditions, even in peacetime. We're out launching from ships, you know, 12 miles out in rough conditions. So I'd focus more on that. I think it's a unique capability, unique to the nation. And your Marine Corps, it provides a unique service to the nation, first to fight, America's Crisis Response Force. And when I, right after I was commissioned and was at the basic school to first learn to be a Marine officer, I saw one of these vehicles rolling down a tank trail, spewing mud, knocked a tree down. And then I heard they're the first assault in the assault wave, the first on a hot beach. And I said, that's what I need to do. That's what I was called to do. So, yes, it's just, I'm very proud of it.
I can tell.
Yeah,
I can
still
tell your face is getting flushed.
My body couldn't endure it anymore, but I would do it all over again in a heartbeat.
Well, this is a wonderful endeavor you've undertaken, and the work is tremendous. And Peg, you've been a tremendous asset. Oh, look at that. I can see your angel wings sprouting on the back there. Very well deserved. More information. Where can people get more information to find out about you? How can they be part of it?
So again, I'll repeat, on Instagram and Facebook, at Assault Amphibian. Our website, Amphibious Tractor, TRACTOR, Amphibious Tractor Memorial.com. Or you can email me directly at TRACTMemorial@gmail.com. I'd be happy to talk to anybody and be happy to take your money off your hands or anything you want to do.
That is terrific. And we're going to pop this up online so people can go back and listen to it. Well, it's a tremendous undertaking and it's a wonderful venture. And I know you're going to succeed in this. We appreciate you joining
May
us
May I say
today.
One more? I just want to give a shout out to my sister. This isn't nepotism. I said a world-class design. That was somebody else that said it. But please, if nothing else, get on our site and see her work. She has a unique lithograph of our memorial coming to life, hand-drawn. You need to see it. And so I just want to thank Peg for everything she's done.
Absolutely. Give that site one more time.
Yes, it's amphibioustractormemorial.com.
That's terrific. And again, that was retired Army Colonel John Atkinson. His
Marine Colonel.
Marine Colonel. Sorry.
No,
sorry.
I'm not letting that one go.
My goodness. And Peg Lee, of course, world-class designer.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Oh,
I'm so glad you came in here. We'll get this up online. You can check it out right here on 95.9 WATD.